Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motor. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motor. She threw me off with your snapping, lady.
Sorry. Bend and snap. Remember that?
Yes.
That was one of your punishments one time?
I nailed it.
You were so fierce with that.
Bend and snap. Super fierce.
All right. So actor Ryan Reynolds, love that guy. He's so nice. He's so Canadian. And other celebrities in the Vancouver area and now internationally are trying to help this woman find something that's really special to her. And it's a teddy bear. But it wasn't just a teddy bear. It was a special bear that had an audio recording inside of it of her late mother saying this. We're going to play the audio right here.
No matter where you are, a part of you will always be with you forever. I love you.
What she's saying is, I love you. I'm proud of you. I'll always be with you. That's what it says inside the teddy bear. So Ryan Reynolds tweeted this. Vancouver, $5,000 to anyone who returns this bear. Zero questions asked. I think we all need this bear to come home. So the bear is owned to a woman named Mara Serrano. She's 28 years old and had a backpack with the bear inside. It also had a book of blank checks, her citizenship card, her future husband's passports, and social insurance card with an iPad and a Nintendo Switch. So many important items in there. So she and her fiance were moving apartments on Friday. The bag disappeared. But all Mara wants is the bear back, you guys. It's so special and sentimental because her mom recorded that message before she passed away in June of 2019 at the age of just 53 years old. Ryan Reynolds, though, isn't the only one pleading to have it returned. The Vancouver police posted a tweet urging the public to return it, and more celebrities started tweeting about it, like Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek, Zach Braff from Scrubs. Am I allowed to say that? I mean, it's part of the show.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yes. He tweeted, I need this bear to come home. Like, everyone is rallying around this lost teddy bear. And I wish that this was 100% a feel-good story, and I can't lie, it's not, because the bear has not been returned.
Not yet.
However, the restaurant employees in Vancouver provided her with security footage that could possibly identify the thief. And I've seen the footage. It makes me so mad because you see this kid pause on the street. He sees the backpack. He waits for a couple of cars to drive by. Then he puts it on his back and he walks away. You can see all of this happening, but he's wearing a hat. So you don't know exactly who it is. Mora says this, I just really want to find my bear. That's all I care about. And here she is talking about it one more time.
She was so unbelievably kind and so unbelievably generous. And she probably wouldn't even be mad at the guy who took the bag. She would probably just please ask kindly for the bear back.
Okay, so this is going to be a feel-good story at some point, I promise you, because I'm sure the bear will be returned, but I just read it, and I love when communities and celebrities rally around just something so simple as a teddy bear. So that's your Feels Good for today, but I do hope that I will have an update for you guys at some point with this story. So sweet.